Cheryl Atkinson, host of the Sunday morning TV program Full Measure, has been a prize-winning journalist for more than 30 years, a recipient of the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for Investigative Reporting. Atkinson has written a blockbuster of a book that gives readers insight into the current media climate and its relationship to the murky, polluted D.C. swamp. Her book, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote, chronicles how political smear campaigns, behind-the-scenes coordination between the press, politicians, and other special interests, help to manipulate the news and determine how we live. In many ways, the book is disheartening. Nonetheless, it unveils the truth about journalism and its ties to political manipulation. Atkinson points out that behind nearly all major political stories, there's an agenda that is meant to destroy an idea or the people advancing that idea. The reader may have watched someone on the news report that Donald Trump is a racist and a liar, or that Hillary Clinton is a transsexual witch and a hateful slow thinker, or that Bernie Sanders is a communist who cheated his way to the top of the political pyramid and loves Russia. These themes get repeated over and over in the daily news cycle, and after a while they become accepted by too many people as the truth. In journalism, Atkinson points out that such techniques are called the smear, a method by which operatives in both major political parties and the media work behind the scenes to establish narratives, manipulate the public, and shape what we think each and every day. Atkinson skillfully demonstrates how truth-bending operatives, manipulators from corporations, and political hacks from both sides of the aisle use a very complicit media to serve up information, rumor, and dirty tricks, and often out-and-out gossip. Just as in The Wizard of Oz, Atkinson pulls back the curtain on these shady manipulators and discusses how their work is used to damage or destroy even the most powerful individual and influence public opinion. Atkinson ices the cake by singling out various groups that deal in negative information, groups controlled by super PACs and think tanks. The most concerning thing about these groups is that they have billion-dollar war chests to fund their lies and disruption. Perhaps no other organization is as skilled at dirty tricks and smear techniques as the group Media Matters, a behind-the-scenes smear machine run by an individual, David Brock, a one-time conservative gun-for-hire-turned-left-wing political operative, and the master of fake news and dirty tricks. Brock rationalizes his smear techniques by saying that they are a necessary means to an end. The most disturbing aspect of Atkinson's book is the fact that the frontline media seems to be willing to play along with such tactics, behaving as an echo chamber for dirt, a lack of facts, and smear. In the end, there's only one way to sidestep the manure, Atkinson points out, and that is to become fully informed, think for yourself, and unfortunately never accept the news as fact. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Jazz in Denver.